What is up, everybody? We are back for season 2, episode 20 of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. We've got an awesome feature story on the Parsons Perks team today. I sort of shadowed them around this week, seeing what they do, and we've got a lot of different voices on the pod, so I'm excited to get into that. As always, we'll lead with some news and sports. Stick around for another great episode coming your way. On Wednesday night, the Board of Finance concluded its budget review for both the City of Milford and the Board of Education's proposals. Although the Board of Ed requested an operating budget of just over $111 million, the Board of Finance voted to reduce the request by approximately $1.5 million. The next step in the budget process goes to the Board of Aldermen, where, like the Board of Finance, they will conduct a public hearing, followed by individual meetings with each department in the city and with Board of Ed leadership. The public hearing will be held in April at City Hall. The remainder of the Board of Aldermen's budget calendar has not been finalized yet, but once it is, we'll let you know. High school course selections are now available for 8th grade families. You can find a video tour going into more detail on our website under News. The deadline for the Mayor's Youth Award is April 2nd. We actually did a podcast in Season 1, Episode 16 about that if you're curious to learn more. This award recognizes the good community work from our young people here in Milford. Nominations can be done for an individual or for a group. Last but certainly not least, there will be no school next Friday, and then students will be off on break that following week. Classes will resume Monday, April 8th. That's all we have for news today. Stick around for sports coming up next. There's still not much going on in the sports world right now as we're transitioning into the spring season, but we've got plenty of dates to look out for. Jonathan Law's baseball team will open the season at home Saturday, March 30th at 11 a.m. against New Milford. You'll also want to mark your calendars for April 1st as Foran and Law will meet. That will be at Jonathan Law's baseball field at 3:45. Foran's baseball team plays their first game of the season at home as well against Stratford on Saturday, March 30th at 11 a.m. Baseball won't be the only crosstown rivalry on April 1st. Law and Foran softball teams meet that same day at Law at 12 p.m. This will serve as Jonathan Law's first game of the season, but Foran will get one more game in before on March 30th at home against New Canaan at 11 a.m. Foran and Law's girls tennis teams will open their seasons against each other on Saturday, March 30th. The game will be at Foran's courts. Law and Foran's boys tennis teams open their seasons that same March 30th day on the road. Law will take on Xavier. Foran will be at Amity. Jonathan Law's boys lacrosse team will open their season March 30th at home against Lyman Hall. Game starts at 10 a.m. Foran's boys lacrosse team will begin their season Tuesday, April 2nd at home against Hand. That will start at 4:30 p.m. Finally, I know I just rattled off a lot of dates. Law's girls lacrosse team opens the season March 30th at 2 p.m. at home taking on Lyman Hall. Foran's girls lax team will make their season debut that same day at home against Danbury at 11 a.m. Our teams over at Foran and Law are working hard preparing for the season to begin. We can't wait to see them get back out there. That's all we have for sports today. Our feature story on Parsons Perks is coming up next.
Hi, I'm Will, and we're going to take you through a day in the life of a Parsons Perks employee.
This week, I've been shadowing the Parsons Perks team to see what their daily schedule entails. Now, you may be wondering, what is Parsons Perks? Why do we have this? I spoke with Susie Garfield about this, and she gives us a good glimpse of what the program is really all about.
So the FIVE program is a community-based transition program designed to provide real-life work experiences and training to young adults 18 to 22 years old with disabilities through partnerships with local businesses and programs in the community. The three major areas that we focus on are career and employment, post-secondary education and training, and independent living skills. Parsons Perks Cafe is a student-run cafe by the FIVE program and PGTA programs.
We're about to take a deep dive into what's been going on this week. My first stop Tuesday morning was BJ's Wholesale Club in Stratford, Connecticut. Tell me a little bit about what you guys do here.
We purchase items for Parsons Perks at BJ's.
Shall we get started?
Yes, let's do it.
So what are we looking for here first?
Variety of chips.
Welcome to BJ's. Please scan your membership card or touch Need Assistance.
The students always have a whole day of tasks planned, which I became more familiar with throughout the week. My second stop was Live Oaks the next morning, and I even got to ride in the Parsons Perks van. So walk me through it. What do we have planned for today at Live Oaks?
Laminating sheets for the teachers.
As Thursday approached, it was my last day shadowing the team around before I wrap up production of this episode. We had a great day with Food to Kids loading bags of food into the van for each school. Of course, Milford Food to Kids is very grateful for their efforts. So what's it been like working with the Parsons Perks team?
Well, Parsons Perks team has been so helpful for Milford Food to Kids. They're dependable, and each week they show up and they have a huge task of delivering to now 18 different sites. So we are extremely grateful for their part in this really big effort to make sure Milford's kids are fed.
It's definitely something the team seems to get excited for as well. What is one thing you love about working for Food to Kids?
I like lifting the bags. They're definitely a little heavy every now and then on peanut butter days, but it's good. It makes my muscles stronger. It's a good workout. And just going through all the schools that I've been through out my life, looking at the schools, going inside the buildings every now and then. Good nostalgia trip, too. Trip for nostalgia, definitely.
Working at Food to Kids is like a job I do every Friday, and I like it very much. And it's a good thing I do for this community of ours. And I'm going to point out and say that I have a van driver who takes me from school to school, dropping it off. I drop off bags of food from school to school, whether it's elementary or high school or middle school. And yeah, that's about it. I think I like it because it's a good service, and I like doing good service.
So we've picked up some bags from Food to Kids. What do we have to do from here?
What we have to do from here is go to JFK and grab 8 bags. We grab them and we go to the door. We wait for the door to open. We greet the greeter and we drop off the bags and put smiles on our faces. And let's just say it's part of what we do for Food to Kids.
With the team keeping so busy throughout the day, of course there can be challenges.
What's the most challenging part of the day? Like staying focused every now and then, because my mind wanders off like very easily. And my goal is for me to make sure my mind is in check. My mind is in focus mode. My head needs to be in work mode like all the time. Like if I'm at an actual job, my head needs to be in work mode like 24/7.
My week with Parsons Perks has come to an end, but they're always around to put a smile on everybody's face throughout the building. And of course, they give us their famous joke of the day when they come around with the cart for deliveries. If you want to check out Parsons Perks yourself, they're available at the coffee stand in Parsons on Monday through Thursday from 8:30 to 1 p.m. and Friday from 8:30 to 11 a.m. Make sure to stop by and pay them a visit. That's all we have for today's episode. Thank you for listening and tune in next week for our most prevailing stories to date.